Okay, we're holding on Yom Daf Chaf Zayin. We are towards the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Ail Karev Be'Chadasar. So Ram is offered by 11 Kohanim. Habasar B'Chamisha, the meat itself is brought by 5. Hakirbayim Vasolet Be'Hayayin. Intestines, the fine flour and the wine. Bishnayim Shnayim, each one is brought by 2 Kohanim. Par Karev Be'esrim Ve'arba, a bull is offered by 24 Kohanim. Harosh Ve'aregel, the head and the right hind leg are offered by 3. Harosh Be'echad Ve'aregel Bishnayim, the head is by 1 and the leg is by 2. Ha'okitz Ve'aregel, the tail and the left hind leg. Ha'okitz Bishnayim, the tail is offered by 2. Ve'aregel Bishnayim, and the left hind leg is by 2. Hachazeh v'hagera, when it comes to the breast and the neck, hachazeh be'echad v'hagera b'shlosha. So the breast is offered by 1, but the neck is offered by 3. Shtei yadayim b'shnayim, the 2 forelegs are offered by 2 people. Shtei d'fanot b'shnayim, the 2 sides of the korban of the animal were offered by 2. Hakirbayim v'asolet v'hayayin, the intestines, fine flour and wine, b'shlosha shlosha, each one is offered by 3. Bamid dvarim amurim. Now, in what case exactly are we speaking about? B'korbanot tzibur, when it's a community offering. Aval b'korban yachid, if it's an individual person bringing a korban imratz la'akriv, makriv. If one kohen wanted to do all the avodah, he could. Hefshitan v'nituchan shel elu ve'elu shavim. And the Mishnah makes a note that the flaying of the korban and the taking apart the different limbs of the korban, they're equal. Unclear what it means. So the Gemara asks, Tana, Hefshet v'nituach shavin bezar, or the Gemara rather says, that we taught in a Braita that the flaying, I mean, taking the skin off and removing the limbs, is equal in that a non-kohen may do this avoda. Amar Chizki, Aminayin Lehevshet V'nituach Shav Bizar. Chizki asks, how do we know that? Shneimar, V'natnu Bnei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al HaMizbeach. Says that Bnei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, will put the Eish on Mizbeach. Netinat Eish by Kahuna, Hevshet V'nituach L'vay Kahuna. Right, so from the putting of the fire on the Mizbeach and onward, that's what needs Kahuna. However, preparing the Korban by flaying it and dismembering it, that's not part of the avoda that requires Aaron and his sons. Haimi ba'ile legufe. But wait one second. You want to learn from that pasuk of v'natnu bnei Aaron haKohen esh l'mizbeach. Listen, that's not the pasuk about them putting the fire on the mizbeach. It's not telling you that it's kosher for them to do the hefshet and the nituach. You want to say that this pasuk is coming to teach you something that's not implicit within it, which is to tell you that the Kohanim do this, but they don't need to do that. The problem with that is that this pasuk is not a superfluous pasuk that I can use to make that limud. Because I need that pasuk to teach me the goof of the pasuk. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that it needs to be the Bnei Aaron who puts the fire on. It's not coming to exclude other things. It's coming to teach me that this needs to be Bnei Aaron. Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi Eshkachte le'Abaye. I was once by Abaye. Dava Mazber le'Livrei. And he was explaining this to his son. Vishachat. So he said Vishachat. The pasuk says that he needs to slaughter. Shechita b'zar k'shera. And we see from there that Shechita b'zar, slaughtering the animal by a non-kohen, is kosher. V'chi ma'ayin bata. Now, how did you come upon this teaching? Miklal sh'ne'emar v'ata v'anecha itcha tishmu et tikun atechem. Well, from the fact that it says you and your sons protect your kahuna, Shomea ani afilu shchita. I would have assumed that it means that even the shchita, every little bit of the korban needs to be done by kohanim. That's what I would have assumed, right? Tamalomar v'shachat et ben abakar lifnei Hashem v'kirvo bnei Aaron a kohanim et adam mekabala ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. So when the pasuk says v'shachat et ben abakar, you slaughter the bakar. and then v'hikrivu bnei Aaron haKohanim et adam. So from the dam, from catching the dam and sprinkling the dam and onward, that's what bnei Aaron haKohanim are relevant. V'shachat precedes their involvement. V'samach yado v'shachat limeral shchita shekshera bazar. Similarly, when we teach v'samach yado, you put your hands on it, which is the owner who does it, v'shachat, and you slaughter, we juxtapose the smicha and the shchita, just like smicha is done by the owner, the shchita may also be done by the owner. Mechdi. Okay. Mekabala ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. From the catching of the blood and onward, it's a mitzvah of the kohanim. V'natnu bnei aron lamali. Now, why do I need v'natnu bnei aron? What did that teach me? L'me'utei hefshet v'nituach. That comes to teach me that the hefshet v'nituach, the dismembering and the flaying, can also be done by a non-kohen. How does it teach me that? Well, if you already taught me that from the catching of the blood and onward is the Kohen's job, right? Then why do you need to teach me again by the putting the fire on the Mizbeach that it's the Kohen's job? That comes after the catching of the blood. In which case, I don't need you to teach me that Aaron and his sons were the ones who put the fire on. I should already know that. Now, our whole point was that this pasuk of this is what Aaron and his sons are doing, you can't make a mute from that pasuk and say, davka this, but not the hefshet nituach. You can't use that pasuk to learn that the dismembering and the flaying can be done by a zar, because you needed that pasuk of putting the fire on the mizbeach to teach you that the bnei Aaron HaKohanim needed to put the fire on the mizbeach. So it's not a mute. You can't say, davka that, but not something else. You need that pasuk not to teach you something else, but to teach you gufa that. But what we saw is that Abaye explained just this point, that if we already knew that anything from the catching of the blood and onward was a mitzvah for the Kohanim to do, then I already know that the fire is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to do, so why do I need to mention it? It's to teach me the mute of Davka, this is what the Kohanim do, but not the Hefshet V'nituach. Lagati Tzarech. No, still, it's necessary to teach you put the fire on, that the Kohanim put the fire on, even though it was taught previously that it's a mitzvah of the kahuna from the catching of the blood and onward. Because putting the fire on is fundamentally different than the catching of the blood. Putting the fire on is not a part of the avoda, which if not performed properly, it makes the korban not work. Meaning there are parts of the korban that if you don't do this part, the korban doesn't work. It doesn't affect the atonement that you needed to affect, right? But putting the fire on is not one of those parts of the avoda. So what might I have said? Well, I would have said that, sure, everything which is a ma'akev, absolutely necessary part of the korban from the catching of the blood and onward needs to be done by Aaron and his sons. That I know. But do I know that if it's not ma'akev part of the korban, it needs to be done by Aaron and his sons? That's why I need this pasuk, by the fire. The pasuk is not extra. It can't teach me about the flaying and the dismembering. Ela me'ach. Rather, let's learn it from here. The flaying and the dismembering need to be, may be done by a zar, because we don't have a good proof from there. Baruch pnei Aaron HaKohanim et hanitachim et arosh v'et hapeder. So, pnei Aaron HaKohanim, they arrange the different limbs, the piece of the korban, and the head, and the fats. Michdi. So let's see. Mekabal ve'elach mitzvat kahuna. I already know that from the catching of the blood is a mitzvah on the kohanim. V'archu lamali. Why did you tell me that they have to be the ones who arrange it? I know they have to be the ones who arrange it. This is after the catching of the blood, and so it's their mitzvah. L'mu'tei hefshet v'nituach. It's to come to exclude you that these things need to be done by Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, but other things don't need to be done by Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, namely the dismembering and the flag. Why? Maybe it's these things they arrange, but they don't arrange the blocks of wood. Maybe that's what we're trying to be mimed. Meaning, here, our problem is a different problem. Beforehand, we said, this pasuk is not free to teach you anything. We need this pasuk. Now, what we're saying is, yeah, granted, this pasuk is free to teach you that, but wouldn't it be more reasonable to assume that this pasuk is teaching you about that davka, this arrangement needs to be done by Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, but another arrangement, like putting the blocks of wood on, can be done by anyone. Why do you assume that this pasuk, which isn't really necessary, comes to teach you that flaying and dismembering can be done by a zar? Nistavra div cha de chavate mimait. No, it's more reasonable to assume that something similar to it is what it's coming to be mimait, right? Meaning isuk with the limbs itself. So the Bnei Aharon HaKohanim have to put the limbs on the Mizbeach, but they don't have to be the ones to dismember them. That's what we're saying. That it's more reasonable that if we're talking about the limbs, and we say this thing needs to be done by Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, that's coming to exclude something about the limbs that doesn't need to be done by Bnei Aharon HaKohanim. Rather than suggesting we're talking about putting wood on the Mizbeach. Adraba, Sidur de Kavate Mimayim. No, the opposite is more reasonable. It's more reasonable to assume that it's being mimayit, something that has to do with arranging on the Mizbeach. So the Bnei Aharon HaKohanim have to arrange these things on the Mizbeach, but they do not have to arrange the blocks of wood on the Mizbeach. Lo salgadaitach. No, you shouldn't assume that that's what it's coming to be mimayit. The Amar Mar, v'hikriv ha-kohen et ha-kol ha-mizbeach, zo holachat evarim le-kevesh, holachat evarim le-kevesh, u-de-baya kehuna, holachat eitzim lo baya kehuna. Hasidus Negizre Eitzim Bayakuna Ba'arfu Lamali Limbaute Hefshet Ve Nituach. See, you can't assume that we're coming to be Mima'it arranging the wood in the Mizbeach, because actually we have a different limud which tells you that a Kohen needs to put the wood in the Mizbeach. Right? From the fact that we teach you that bringing the Ivarim to the ramp needs a Kohen, we're coming to exclude that bringing the wood to the ramp does not need a Kohen. But Davka bringing the wood doesn't need a Kohen. But putting it on the Mizbeach, that does need a Kohen. Oh. So, if we have that direct limud which tells me that I need the Kohen to put it on the Mizbeach, then I can't now suggest that a miut says they don't need to. Now, we may be getting a little bit lost in details and assuming I do need a Kohen, I don't need a Kohen, it's arbitrary, it's this, it's that. But just bear in mind that, you know, while we may not have the best picture of what the avoda was, the things which were seen as critical parts of the actual avoda in offering a korban up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, these are the aspects of the korban that need to be done by a kohen. Some are seen as side parts of the korban, or unnecessary parts of the korban, or just, you know, prerequisites to the korban. But the korban is basically the bringing of an animal to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So slaughtering it, you can say, well, that's obviously a necessary part of a korban, right? But that's not bringing it to... Slaughtering is just killing an animal. Bringing it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting it on the Mizbeach. Bringing it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting the blood on the Mizbeach. It's also part of the animal that needs to go on the Mizbeach. Right, all of these things, bringing the Kodesh Baruch Hu was lighting the fire on the Mizbeach. All the korban, the part of giving the animal to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the part that most needs Aaron's involvement. The preliminary parts, the side parts, these things are less considered avoda. They don't need Aaron's involvement. That's kind of a guiding principle. The Eima Hachi Legufe. But why don't we suggest that the pasuk we just mentioned here of Ve'archu was not to come to teach me a miut, or rather, I needed the pasuk of Ve'archu to teach me that din itself. Ela v'hiktir ha-kohen et ha-kol. L'may ata l'me'ud e'ev shet v'nituach. Fine. So maybe we needed that pasuk of Ve'archu to teach you the Ve'archu, the goof of the din. But this pasuk is no need to mention the kohen of burning up the korban entirely. The kohen has to do that. No need to. Of course, it's the kohen who has to do that. No need to mention that. That comes as a mute to tell you the hefshet nituach don't need a kohen. V'hikriv kohen et hakol mizbecha zo holachat evarim lekevesh. Let's go back to something we mentioned before, that the korban, the kohen offering a korban, you know, bringing everything under the mizbeach. That's a reference to bringing the evarim to the ramp. And we said, we learned from here, that bringing the limbs to the Mizbeach is what requires a Kohen. But let's be reminded that bringing the wood to the Mizbeach does not require a Kohen. Right? And so it would seem that putting the wood on the Mizbeach does need a Kohen. It's only bringing the wood there that doesn't need a Kohen. Vinatanu legufe. But why would we learn that following mute? Maybe Vinatanu is not coming to teach me a mute about... I wouldn't have otherwise known that the Kohen is the one who has to put the fire on the Mizbeach. It's lav davka to teach me a mute about something else. As we can see from Ve'arfu Shnayim, we've had that to arrange it on the Mizbeach requires two, because that's Ve'arfu. B'nei Aaron Shnayim. Now it says B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron Shnayim, another two. Akohanim Shnayim. And the Kohanim who are involved, it says Kohanim, that's Shnayim. L'manu L'talesh Ta'un Shisha. So I learn from here that the offering of a sheep requires six people. So I do have a use for this pasuk that teaches me something else, not a mute to what doesn't require a Kohen, rather that this is telling me the amount of people I need involved in this Korban, which is six. Amar of Amnuda, Kashele, and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar had a difficulty with the following. Hai bevena bakar k'tiv. How do we conclude that a sheep needs six based on this assessment? The pasuk itself is talking about offering cattle, not sheep. And for that matter, cattle requires 24 people. And Rabbi Yezer, resolved his issue. Ala etim asher al ha'esh asher al mizbeach. When it comes to the wood that has the fire on it on the mizbeach, ez davar shenemar bo etim esh mizbeach. Now, what thing is mentioned together with wood and fire and mizbeach? Haveomer zetaleh. Right, so that's a reference to the sheep, and that's how I know that this pasuk is also referring to the sheep. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesider Damar Chachayav, a non kohen who arranges the mizbeach with the wood is chayav. Kitzaru Ose. Now, what should you do? Porka vechozer v'sodra. Take it off and then put it back on. Maya Hani, how is that going to help him? He already did something wrong. Now, undoing it and redoing it—that's going to help. Ela Porka Zar. No, rather he has to take it off and let the Kohen rearrange it. Matkif la Rabbi Zeira v'chi yeshcha avodah shekshera b'layla p'sula b'zar. But Rabbi Zeira challenged Rabbi Yochanan's teaching. Do we really have such a case where you have an avodah which is fit to do at night and yet not fit for a non-Kohen to do? Again, if it's at night, it's probably not part of the Ikar avodah. Like we said, the greater part of an Ikar avodah it is, the more it requires a Kohen. And yet this is an avodah that's kosher at night to do. And yet, it's chayav for a zar to be involved in it. It's that's unprecedented. Velo vehare evari mipodare. What do you mean? What, you can't find another example of that? When it comes to the burning of the fats and the burnings of the limbs, that's something that's done at night. And yet, a non-kohen is not allowed to do it. So just because it's at night doesn't mean it's not a kohen part of the avoda. So avoda diyamamehi, it's not a night part of the avoda. That's just the ending of the daytime avoda, right? That's why a zar can't do it. Varishim is deshen. What about separating the ashes? So that's avoda diyamamehi. No, as we've said before, that's just the beginning of the daytime avoda. The Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kidesh yadav l'chumat hadeshen l'machar enu tzarich l'kadesh shekvar kidesh mitchilat avoda. As we learned that if you were mekadesh your hands and your legs for the sake of doing the Trumat Hadeshen, you don't have to be Mekadesh again for Avodas later in the day, because we see the Avodah of the Trumat Hadeshen as the first one of that day. Ve'ela Akasha. So still we have our difficulty. How do you have an example where the Avodah is possible for a Zar to do, and yet it's done at night? Ela ki itmar achitmar. Rather, when Yochanan said what he said, this is how it was said. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zar, Shusider, Shnegizre, Eitzim, Chayav. Olivat, Ivorat Yomihi. That a Zar who arranges the blocks of wood of the Mizbeach, he's Chayav, because that's actually a daytime voda. Matki Flarova, Elamata, Dibai Pais. Well, if it's daytime voda, then it should need a lottery. So why doesn't it have a lottery if it's daytime voda? Ish. So clearly, Rava did not know the following brayta. Doesn't require its own lottery because whoever got the Trumat Hadeshen also got together with it the Ma'aracha. So clearly, that is why. That's why it doesn't have its own lottery. Wait a second. Are you suggesting that if if it's a daytime offering, then it needs a lottery. And if it's a nighttime offering, then it doesn't need a lottery. Because you just said that if it's a daytime offering, then it needs a lottery. Right? But what about the Evarim and Padarim? Again, we've seen this before, but this is still relevant in context. What about the burning of the limbs and the fat? That's nighttime, right? And that has a lottery. So, Avodah Yimamahi. No, that's not a nighttime lottery. That's not a nighttime avoda. That's the end of the daytime avoda. Varei Trumat Hadeshen. What about the Trumat Hadeshen? That's a nighttime and it has a lottery. Mishum Masa Shahaya. Right, yeah. Trumat Hadeshen was just a... the Trumat Hadeshen only has a lottery, not because it needs a lottery maker din, but only because of that story with the people running up the altar of the Mizbeach, of the ramp, and dying. Lemeimer Davodat Yom Vishazar Chayav Alei Amita by a pious. Ein Zar Chayav Alei Amita Lo by a pious. Is that to suggest that where you have a daytime avoda, and a zar would be chayav for doing it, it needs a lottery, but if a zar would not be chayav for it, he doesn't need a lottery? Varei shchita. What about shchita, which is done in the daytime, and by a zar, but it's still done through a lottery? Shani shchita, the tchilat avodahi. Right, yeah, shchita still needs a lottery, because it's the very beginning, it's the beginning of everything. It's stage number one. So because of that, we say it's unique enough to require its own lottery. Amar Mar Zutra, where Rav Zutra challenges this idea. Do we not teach the following? Amar Lehem Hamemune, the one who is appointed in charge, would say to them, Tzu, go, ru, go check. If the shchita time has come, look at ani. But it doesn't say go out and see if it's time to put the blocks of wood on. Seems like the shchita can only be done by the morning, and that's why he's saying go out and check if the time has come. But the blocks of wood can even be done at night. So placing of the wood is not a daytime avoda; it's the nighttime avoda. Direct contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan teaching you that it's a daytime avoda. Hach delate la takanta katani. No, the reason we said go see if it's time to put to slaughter the tamid is not because that is done davka in the morning, but the blocks of wood could even have been done during the night, and that's why we don't need to check that it's time to do that. Rather, you have to ask, why is he saying go check if the time has come? Because if it's a part of the avoda, if it's something that has a tikkun, something that you can fix if you did it wrong, it's not so important that you need to check the right time. You know, worst case scenario, you just redo it if it wasn't the right time. Shchita, there's no fixing that. Right? The blocks of wood, take them off, put them back on. It's fine if it wasn't the right time. Meaning, you do need to wait until the morning. But if you're a little bit off, okay, just fix it. The shchita, you need to have someone go out and check to make sure you're doing it right. Because if you slaughter that animal, there's no fixing that when it was done at the wrong time. We'll stop here.